All right, welcome to teen group call number 6. Yay. Did everybody see the post in the teen Facebook group that I think I posted like an hour ago that tonight we're gonna play incubator? Drop into incubator mode. Did anybody not see that? Raise your hand. Okay, cool. Everybody saw it. Raise your hand if you'd like some clarification around what an incubator is and or the application that we're gonna be using it for tonight. Cool. All right. Yeah, great. So in short, an incubator, the terminology sprouted up in the startup world, probably latter 90s or so. And now it's like a full-fledged industry. Basically what it means is incubators are spaces that provide special tools and funding and technology and support and information for beginning stage businesses or startups, or for teams who are in like business creation mode, even if they don't have a business idea yet. Some teams are just so good at creating things that incubators will take them on, like founding teams take them on. But most commonly, it's when a founding team has an idea for a startup and they need some funding, or they want to work with like really badass people in the startup industry. And so they'll apply. Typically you apply for an incubator, and some of them are a lot harder to get into than other ones. The most famous one is called Y Combinator, and it's in Silicon Valley. And I almost applied for that when I was working on my startup. It's crazy. But yeah, so you apply and you get accepted to an incubator, and then you basically like live, eat, and breathe in that environment, whether it's virtual or usually it's boots on the ground, like you're actually there and you're working with geniuses. You're working with entrepreneurial wizards who have, you know, launched and funded multi-million dollar businesses. You're working with venture capitalists. You're working with all kinds of like really, really high level thinkers and movers and shakers in the world, including like experts on marketing and all kinds of stuff. So and the odds of a startup actually like succeeding or making it past like, you know, the various stages of startup is a lot higher. Some incubators tend to like facilitate success a lot more so, but the idea is that these startups have a leg up because they're working with the best and they have funding and they have all these like tools and resources at their fingertips, and they have a collaborative environment where they're not in this like founding team echo chamber. So they get to work with advisors and stuff like that. So that's the application in the startup world. And I thought it would be fun tonight to create an incubator here in Team. So it'll be kind of like what we've done at the Mastermind, but we're going to, instead of all of us going around in a circle, I've offered up for whomever to volunteer themselves to be in the hot seat. So it'll be two or three people tonight, probably two, I'm guessing, just because the way that time usually runs, but we'll see how it goes. And what we're here to hold space for is to help our team sisters, two of them, to brainstorm or unpack or explore and get some clarity around two areas. One being their ideal customer and the inner psychology of their customer. And then the second area is their unique value proposition. So this stuff is all in element 5. And if you haven't gotten to it yet, no worries, like I'll facilitate this. And these two things are very connected, almost in this like feedback loop, because the clearer we get around what our customers or our ideal avatar is struggling with, or their pain point, or what it is that, like, you know, they would really love in the world, and we understand like how they think and experience life and what their day to day is like and what their fears might be and how all this is affecting them, then that's going to inform our unique value proposition, which is how we put ourselves in front of them. And it's like kind of one of the first lines of communication that we put in front of them. So this would be a landing page, or this would be if we're doing commercials, it would be like what we're saying in our commercial. And it's the statement and the language that communicates to our communicates to our ideal customer that we understand them, we we have a solution or we have what they want, and we have it in a way that's different and better than the competition. So there's some resources in Element 5 around how to construct your unique value proposition. So in understanding our customer's psychology better, then we are better able to craft how we're communicating with them that we have what they need. And then the better we can do that, then the more testing we can do to see like, oh, like, did they like that languaging or did they like this languaging? And so then we understand their psychology more, which then impacts the UVP. So tonight we'll be just keeping it simple. I know this might sound complicated, but it's, we're going to keep it simple and we're going to focus on the unique value proposition. We're going to focus on the customer psychology first, and we're going to help our team sister really explore what their ideal customer is going through and like what it is that has them not even knowing that they're like desiring, you know, your product, service or technology, but like what's going on in their inner world. And we'll unpack that for about 15 minutes, and we'll do it popcorn style. So like anyone that has suggestions or anyone that wants to ask a question to help facilitate the process, then just raise your hand and we'll go like that. And then once we unpack the customer psychology a little bit, then we're going to go into the unique value proposition second, and we'll start to take what we've just learned about the inner workings, and we'll see what we can kind of play with and craft with regard to the language, or especially the differentiation of your business or your business idea. So I'll walk us all through all of that. I know that was a ton of like lingo and stuff. So I think Aliana had volunteered to be in the hot seat. Yay. Does anybody else feel called to get some support from the team tonight and fleshing out some understanding with your customer, your business, your idea? Herky! Yay, cool. All right, so we got Aliana and Herky. And in case we have time, there's some miracle of the universe that occurs in Fawn's world. Does anybody want to volunteer to go third in case we do have the time? Okay, we'll get there when we get there. I'll probably volunteer somebody. Okay, cool. All right, let's do it. So I shared, I created a workbook and shared it in the Facebook group, and I will share that with you all now. Here. Okay. So does anyone have any questions before we get started? Okay. All right. So what I would like to invite our, I'll start with Aliana because she volunteered herself first. And Aliana, if you could tell us a little bit about what you know about your ideal customer so far, and if it's not clear, and if you're just kind of like, it's still kind of foggy, that's totally okay. Like, that is the stage of the process that we're all in right now. So as broad or as specific as you know it to be right now, totally cool. And then that's what this call is for. We're going to help you hopefully like get more specific and flesh that out. So what do you know about them so far? And then, what you'd like to have a deeper or clearer understanding about. So kind of giving us an idea of what we're brainstorming with you here. And we'll hold space for like 5 minutes for you to kind of walk us through this much, and then we'll go to the incubation. Does that make sense?
Total sense. Okay, so you want me to start?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so what do I know about them so far? This is still a little bit, I guess I'm still doing research, but when it comes to, I guess it would be people who have a certain aesthetic, people who are drawn to things that are fresh and what else? Definitely not the DIY people that enjoy, I guess it would be people who do not enjoy doing DIYs. So, I would totally love people who are like, you know what? I don't have time. I want to put my trust in you and let you bring my idea into fruition. Let me see. Let me think a little bit more. I definitely think that these are people that have a passion for their event. I guess like an appreciation for beauty and knowing that this event will, like, by using, I guess, my service, it will elevate their space. So, what else do I know about them?
Cool. Mm-hmm. Right. Anything else? Oh, go ahead.
Also, people that know about, like, what's on trend. So, I guess, like, they have a whole bunch of Pinterest boards, and they're like, hey, I want this. what else? This is really the hot seat.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
I mean, I'm open to, I would say, you know how like some people's businesses, they're like, okay, I'm gearing towards a certain age. I'm open to anything except I don't know. I'm still debating if to do like kid events because that's, doing like kid events. So yeah. Let's see. I think that's about it that I know so far.
All right. Great. That's a great start. And what would you like to have a deeper or clearer understanding about?
I guess definitely my UVP, the unique value proposition. I don't know if that would fall under that. Mm-hmm. As well as my ideal client. And like how to truly like attract the ideal client. I really don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like side note, like today I went to go do my eyebrows and it's like, I found her on Instagram and like we connected so much and I'm like, holy shit, this is what Fawn was talking about. Like you attract,
Yay!
You know what I mean? Like you attract like your people and I'm like, you know, like she was amazing. And I was like, okay, so I kind of get it, you know? But what else? A deeper.
Specifically with regard to your ideal customer, like.
Let's see.
I think you lost electricity.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. We lost phone.
Yeah, it looked like her lights went out and then it just stopped working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like her lights definitely went out. I wonder if she lost power.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
I guess I just wait.
Hopefully she'll be back soon.
Yeah. Maybe she'll message one of us. I thought it was just my connections. That's why I was just there, like, quietly.
Yeah. Like, wait, she's taking a little too long in that position.
I was like, is she really thinking about this? But I feel
Hi, guys. This is Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hey, Tara.
Hi.
We're waiting for Fawn to get on. She got disconnected.
I just got in right when it logged on. I heard you guys start talking about how you lost her. And I was hoping I didn't like bump her off or something, but I don't think it works that way.
No, she just texted me and said her power went out again, but it's coming back. Oh. Just came back, so she should be back in a second.
Okay. you guys already all do your check-in?
I don't know if we're doing check-in
today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome to check in if you'd like, Tara.
How are you guys doing business-wise?
Oh, thank you. What we're doing today and what the spawn decided for us to work on.
Oh. We're doing the incubator?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Aliana's in the hot seat right now.
Volunteered as tribute, so.
Yeah.
She is.
Sorry, ladies. I don't know what's going on. Oh my gosh, so sorry about that. Okay, proceed. Where were you guys?
Thought you were really thinking about this, so then we realized you were frozen.
Wait, what did you say, Aliana?
That we thought you were thinking really hard about this, so then we realized you were frozen.
I was. Oh my goodness. Okay, if that happens again for some reason, it doesn't kick you guys off the call, obviously, so that's good. I'm going to nominate Ashley, or if Ashley, if you're not feeling up to it, somebody else to kind of move back into the workbooks. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. I might have to move back to the States. This is getting out of control. Okay, so let's see. Did you move past this part? Did you get into the let's get inside their minds part?
Sorry, I didn't know if we should.
No, totally okay. No, you have nothing to be sorry about. So with regard to their psychology, like their inner world, is there anything that you would like to have a deeper, clear understanding about?
Nothing that I can think of off of my head right now.
Okay.
So no, I think.
Okay, cool. So let's get inside their minds. So for the next 10 minutes or so, ladies, you get to ask Aliana these questions or anything else that comes to mind. It doesn't have to be, doesn't just have to be these. Can everyone see my screen okay?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So these are just some of the like top line obvious ones. So the idea here is that the better you can put yourself in their shoes, like on a thinking and feeling level, the better you're going to understand how you can help them and also how you can speak to them, AKA your marketing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Should I do round robin or just show of hands? Is everyone feeling like participating and asking some questions? Okay, cool. I'll do round robin. I'll start with you, Jessica.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, my speakers and microphone are screwed up.
Yeah, yes. I can hear you.
Thanks. Okay, Aliana. I'll just start from the top. What are there? Have you identified any pain points, struggles, or desires that are holding them up in life or preventing them from creating the event of their dreams?
I would say the resources like out there. I feel like in the market that I'm going into, there's about either one or two places that have the aesthetic that I'm kind of gearing towards. So I feel like, and those two are definitely like super high end. For example, they do like, Miami has this thing called, they have an area called Wynwood and they host Art Basel. That's once a year. So like they set up their events. So that's like a huge rentals company. But I feel like if you have a certain aesthetic, you can either contact those two places, but you're going to pay a good amount of money. And most of the times they're booked. So I guess that would be the struggle would be the finances, as well as, let's see what other desires. Definitely, I would say connection. I feel like when you don't connect with someone who's providing you a service, it kind of feels like an emptiness, and it's just like you don't want to proceed or continue like in the future with future events. So I feel like if I can lock in that connection, like a genuine connection with a client, I can sit with them from beginning to the last bit of an event, they'll trust me for future events. And I feel like trust is key in this industry, because it is pretty oversaturated. But if you have a good, I guess, mindset and, like I said, connection, then that's what I think would ultimately be one of the struggles or desires. And a lot of times this, at least from experience, I've worked with like a rentals company, and sometimes they're not reliable and they can be rude. They can be, you know, like you put your trust in the hands of people that you really don't know. So for example, if you have a wedding and it's like the most important day of your life, and they're late, so now it just, everything just like backtracks, and that just, you know, that's like the worst feeling in the world, because you want everything to be perfect. So if I can deliver, you know, something efficiently, and I think that would be key. So yeah.
Those are all awesome. Yeah, lack of resources, worrying about the price point, not having options with your aesthetic, desires for connection and building trust and finding someone that's reliable and that treats you well and supports you on big events. Those really speak a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely keep people up at night, I would imagine.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. I'm going to keep the round robin going. Herky, feel free to use any of these questions or any other question that comes up that could help get inside the mind of the customer.
Okay. So, Aliana, how do your customers want to feel?
Definitely happy and satisfied. I want to leave them wanting more. Like, you know, kind of thinking about the next event that they're going to have. But I definitely want them to feel satisfied and happy and just like, man, I'm so happy with my decision that I decided to go with Aliana's Rentals company. And kind of like, I hate referring back to getting my eyebrows done, but it's just like, I was like, yes, I'm so happy I followed my intuition. And I went with this girl and got my eyebrows done, and she was amazing. So yeah.
Yeah. And kind of that saying, what is that? Customers will forget what you said or what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel. Saying like that.
Yeah, that's a great one. I'm going to dig in there a little bit more and then keep the round robin going. How else do they want to feel on their special day? Like either in the actual event and or after?
I would say at peace, knowing that everything is in control. I feel like there's no other greater feeling than the day of an actual event that you feel at peace, because it's the day, like you work up so much for this event and then it just flies. Like whether if it's a wedding or a baby shower or like a dinner, or even I'm sure like for the holidays, you know, you're looking forward to something and it just flies. So I would say definitely at peace and, you know, knowing that everything is in control and I am going to deliver their vision.
Awesome. All right, I'm passing the baton. Ren.
Yeah. Okay. So Aliana, what does the hero version of themselves look like?
Someone who, I don't know if I should say someone who's living in harmony. I don't know. That's a tough question, Fawn.
Yeah, it really is.
So yeah, I will get more specific. So this would be like, I'll use myself as an example.
So with the retreat, I was like visioning how I, like best case scenario, how I wanted everything to go and how I wanted to feel like throughout that whole experience and afterward. Like that is, that was the hero version of me of like, oh my gosh, like it worked. Like we did it. We survived. So, and I'm kind of joking right now, but so what would the hero version of themselves look like on the, like pulling this off with your help? Does that make sense? I don't know if that's more specific.
Yeah, no, it does. The thing is that sometimes I don't know how to correlate like this with like, since sometimes I feel like events, like, okay, I'm going into the events and stuff, but I also, you know, I kind of want it to be a little bit more like an experience, like a spirit, I guess the term wouldn't be spiritual experience, but would it be okay to say it's someone who's like in harmony with themselves for this? I don't know if that correlates with events, rentals. Because I mean, I don't want to like attract someone who's like batshit crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I really don't. So I guess, I don't know.
What do you mean by that? Describe that a little bit. Like, what does that look like?
Someone who, you know, I guess someone who is in line with their values and who's just a better version of themselves and, you know, expresses kindness and, you know, compassion and, you know, understands that, hey, if something does go wrong, I'm here to work with you. You know, you don't have to, you know, go crazy, or there's a solution to everything. That's one thing, like, my mom has always told me, like, when I would freak out over something, she's like, there's a solution to everything except death. So, don't worry. So, yeah. So, definitely something along those lines.
Cool. Yeah. So, maybe an opposite, like, in contrast, like, no bridezillas?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Let's see. Ash.
Yeah. So, going back to their pain points and their struggles and their desires and what they want out of this event, what are the numerous ways that this affects them?
Believe it or not, people feel like anxious when it comes, like working towards a big event, like they just feel stressed out. And I feel like that's something that I can definitely help in a sense. Like maybe I can create like a package that's like, hey, you know, like a checklist, like, you know, keep them posted, like this is what's going on, and just something that's gonna, there's nothing worse than feeling like you're drowning in a glass of water, and having just someone to come and help you for that. I feel like that's where my rentals would be able to help a client.
So, yeah. What else? What other pain points or desires and things that you can kind of solve for them?
I guess adding, like communicating effectively and just adding value in a way, like there is a way that I can add value, to the consumer. And, you know, like I believe through my brand, I can definitely do that. And like through marketing and just using like my tone of voice and, you know, using a certain aesthetic and all of that.
Cool.
Amy, any questions for Aliana?
Okay, so I was really going to go with the third one down, but I feel like you may have already answered that as far as the desires and everything, but I was all ready for that one. So I'm going to go with the last one. So what have your customers already invested in or attempted an effort to meet this need or desire that you are potentially going to provide for them? So what have they already tried and I guess maybe failed at or whatever? Maybe they are DIYers and, you know, something happened where it exploded in their face. How are you going to fix it for them, I guess?
I guess like with my team, we can, I guess if they've invested already, like in the small things, I'll be able to provide the big things. Like, for example, I feel like there's no point in someone buying a couch for one event that they're going to need in like their whole lifetime. So I'll be able to provide a very beautiful, you know, this luscious couch, like let's say like a blush pink couch and it's like velvet and they won't have to make that investment. You know, all they have to do is just rent it. So I guess to be specific, it would be like big pieces of furniture. I also want to invest in kind of like in, they're kind of like the old trucks and maybe possibly in the future, like an Airstream. I would love to invest in that and just.
I love them. They are awesome. You can do so much with them.
Yeah, you can do so much. So I guess like the big investments I'll be able to, because if they are a DIYer, then they're probably pretty good at it, at like the small stuff. And the thing
probably, maybe.
Like time is the essence. So it's like, do you really want to waste so much time doing something when you can just pay a little bit more and have it done perfectly, you know? Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Nice. Yeah, that was a good one. Like maybe they've tried to make a centerpiece already or like something for their event and they realize, oh my God, this takes forever and I'm not very good at it. Yeah. Cool. Bryn. Do you have a question that comes up for you?
So all the questions have been asked. I really don't have another one in this. I do have a point of clarification question, Aliana. Cool. What exactly is your business idea? Is it event planner / rental? No. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely rentals.
Just rentals. You're not in the event planning.
No, not planning.
So I see. Okay. I was a little confused about that. I wasn't quite sure. Thank you.
No problem.
Bryn, feel free to dig into any of these questions or you can ask and you know, just question off the top of your head about her demographic or her ideal customer. It's also okay if nothing comes up too.
Well, what would you do if you did get someone who's batshit crazy? and it's not obvious up front, right? Because obviously if it's obvious up front, you can just say, I don't think we're a match.
Yeah, that's a very...
it could happen, right?
Yeah, 100%. People just change and people's true colors just come out.
Yeah.
Weird situations. So I guess that's when I would just have to really compose myself and just breathe and still be true to myself. And, you know, like, yeah, be true to myself. And definitely, I feel like when someone gets to that level, you shouldn't get to their level. You know what I mean? Like,
good point.
Up here and you just remain cool because nothing gets solved if you're both at the same level when it comes to someone who's just completely like batshit. So,
right.
And I would say breathing, like breathing gets me through everything. Mm. Even before this call, I was like, shit, what the hell did I do? Why did I volunteer myself? So, yeah.
Good plan.
Good question. Tara, I see that you're with us. I'm not sure if you can see the document. Even if not, is there a question that you'd like to ask Aliana about her ideal client?
I know that I wanted to add something on to, I know this is probably just a question round, but about the question of like, what would you do? What Bryn just asked, what would you do if you did meet a client that was batshit crazy? And I just want to add on to that, that like I haven't had to deal with that with my clients yet, but I could see how it could go that way. And a really important thing for me to remember is to like stay very grounded and take on that alter ego of the expert. And it's all under control and it's totally fine and everything's gonna work out. But like really grounding into that. And then for a question, sorry, I got on a little late here.
I really like that, by the way, what you said. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I cannot articulate a question right now. I apologize.
Okay. No worries. No worries at all. Okay. I have one more question to add here. So what is it about design and aesthetic that's so important to them? Like, why are they searching for someone who gets that like you do?
Oh, fine. That's a good one. Okay, could you repeat that one more time?
Yeah. So what is it about design and aesthetic that's important to them, like having like beautiful aesthetic and design? What is important about that to them?
Okay.
And or maybe why is it important that that is integrated into their event?
I guess, I don't know. I don't want to use the same answer that I used previously, but why is it important to them? I feel like it's kind of like, you know how you say like you attract your tribe? I feel like people who have like this appreciation for design and for I guess like what's new, what's refreshing, I guess it would be a sense of like admiration for what I'm doing. And, you know, like a real deep appreciation, like, man, like I'm adding like a character to their event. Like it's, you know, I'm really taking the time to say, hey, you know what? I think you should put some, you know, different pillows on this couch, or let's throw in a rug. Let's throw in some accessories and let's bring everything to life. Sometimes I feel like it's the small things that ultimately result in like a big, into like a big thing. I don't know if I'm making sense, but yeah, definitely it's a group of people that are kind of on the same frequency. Mm-hmm. And have that admiration for design and aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That would be a piece that I encourage you to really explore and dig into, is why, like, what is it about design or aesthetic that it is important or of interest to your demographic? And I think that's like, that's going to be a whole amazing realm of marketing that you're going to be able to access that other event rentals companies are not going to be able to. Like, you're going to be able to put yourself in front of your people in like all these other spaces because you're going to have that level of aesthetic and specialization. So that's something that you might want to drill down into a little bit more, is like, you know, what does that do for them when they know that they have the aesthetic they want? Like, how does that make them feel?
Definitely.
Cool. Yeah. Anybody else have any other questions related to the customer psychology or psychographic before we go into the UVP? Do we all feel like we understand who Aliana's ideal customer is? Pretty clearly. Okay. How about like male or female? Does that matter, Aliana?
No, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Cool. I have a question.
Sure.
Are digging into like who your ideal client Are they individuals? Are they corporations putting on large events? Like, just, yeah, if you can give, like, who are they? Who is your ideal client?
My ideal client would honestly be event planners, because they are the ones that I feel like it's like self-marketing. They're the ones that a lot of people, they do need an event planner. And then if I can connect with a good amount of event planners, and I feel like if I can build that trust with them, I'm securing, you know, like my rentals for the weekend. Or so I guess my ideal client would be an event planner, but I'm also open to corporations or someone who doesn't use an event planner, or, you know, so I'm open to anything.
No, that's smart. Event plan, connecting with, building a network of event planners is a smart. Yeah,
you definitely have to go to like a lot of like the workshops, or like the showcases where they all just hang out, and I guess work.
Cool. Great question, Ash. Cool. Jessica has a question.
Yeah. So I heard you say that you're feeling like you probably don't want to do kid events. But I'm curious, like, what is your ideal event to work on? There's so many different types of events. Do you have particular interests, or are you still sorting that out? Or do you have like a direction identified?
Still kind of sorting that out. But I guess my ideal event would be, there's something, I love like intimate events. So I guess like anything that's small, nothing huge. There's like, I feel like there's such a beauty to a small gathering, like an intimate gathering, and nothing, but I'm also open to like the big events. So yeah, I'm still sorting that out.
Good question. I have a feeling one of these years I'm going to host an LFP retreat in Miami, so you can style us out. Good question, Jessica. All right, let's go down to the unique value proposition. So now that we have a clearer picture of your ideal customer and your business idea, event rentals. So I'm having a feeling, and I might be off about this, that there's like a descriptor before event rentals, like something like, not in the name necessarily, but like elegant, or because it's not just event rentals, right? Like boutique, or like,
yeah, definitely. Here's the thing. Okay, so I want to, through my rentals, that's why I don't want to put the word rentals, because you just don't know what something can evolve into. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to give back. I feel like by me giving back, at least like hosting like 3 or 4 events a year, whether if it's like just, I would say like personal self-growth when it comes to like seminars, or something for foster kids. I have like a deep love for foster kids. Mm. So I would, you know, definitely do volunteer stuff and something completely free, you know, helping women who have, you know, who are homeless and they're getting back into the workforce, and, you know, hosting an event where people can just come and drop off, you know, I guess like minted clothes that are not like super used, for these women that need clothes. So that's why I don't want to just put rentals, because I do want to host myself these events to spread light. And
So that's eventually. So sticking with the like core business idea that you're going to be starting off with. And this isn't necessarily, but I just wanted to put like, you know, classy or boutique or like a word here, because it's not just event rentals, but I think we all know that now, so maybe I don't need to. Okay, so this is where we're getting curious about what are the, and you've already kind of started the ball rolling here, but what are the benefits of your company? And how does your company serve your ideal customer? And how does that like differentiate you from the rest of the pack, or those like others who might be out there? And that could be something as fundamental as it's you and you are awesome. Or it could be something as like, you know, as big of a feature as you only invest in or have top of the line furnishings or what have you, you know, like, so I'm going to do another round robin and we'll kind of popcorn this one around, volley this one around as well. And ladies, like, get creative with this. I know I only put 5 questions in here, but this is just to get the ball rolling. So what we want to get curious about, we want to like brainstorm with Aliana is we really want to learn how this is the company we want to hire for like a badass event. So you can use these questions or elaborate on them or just anything that comes up off the top of your head. And I'll do round robin again, and I'll start with Amy because I know Amy has to hop off in a few minutes or transition into the phone.
Okay, so you're not giving me enough time to come up with my own question.
Okay, so raise your hand if you'd like to start the round. Okay. Do you want to go ahead and go, or do you want a minute?
No, I mean, I'm going to go with, like, I would want to know what makes you different or better or you more unique than the competition that's out there. Like, why do I want to go with you? Sell me.
I would say my branding, and I feel like branding would be the essence of my business because it comes down to me, honestly. And I feel like through my pictures and just marketing, especially on Instagram, I can, you know, portray all these stories, like, you know, there's something so beautiful about seeing like a blank canvas and watching it just like slowly develop into just something beautiful. And so I guess that would be something different that would set me aside from everyone. Cause I do notice that no one, you know, everyone just like post, but no one shows you like the beginning, like before and after. Cause sometimes, okay, a space that's been completely bare and you're like, holy crap, they did that. Like, that's what's going to like instantly, you know, say, hey, I want to work with her.
Yeah. Before and after pictures are amazing. They're clutch. Awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
Great. All right. And that's a question that can be asked again and again and again in many ways, ladies. So you don't feel like you can't ask that one if you want to. All right. Popcorning over to Ashley.
Right. What, I'll go with the last one. What story or belief can they tell themselves? Can your client tell themselves based on their experience with you, based on the event rental and how you'll, you know, provide them with this amazing experience?
I think instantly they know that they'll be able to connect with me based off of the services that I will provide them. That's kind of like when you go on Yelp, you're like, okay, so I'm looking for, let's say, Colombian food, and you look at pictures and you see which picture looks the best and based off of reviews. So I know by them looking at the products that I offer them, they'll have this belief that, you know, hey, I can trust her. You know, I can start building trust with this rentals company.
Well, you may have kind of answered that, but what gives them this trust?
I would say through the images that I provide them, and I would say the reviews. There's nothing like when you start reading reviews, reviews are definitely essential because within each review, there's a story about, you know, an event, whether if it's a wedding or just like an intimate dinner, you know, it's a special moment that my rentals business was a part of. And I was able to create such a special day for this person.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Ashley, having been recently married and having recently hosted a wedding, does that check out?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, definitely. I don't know how many reviews that I scoured through. And then it was always like, I went with the event planner who had, you know, who they did in their reviews. Like the customers wanted to provide them with such a good review that they told the entire story basically in their reviews. And that's how that gave me the trust to like go with my event planner, because I, after looking through some of that stuff, and then also, you know, their website and some of the other weddings that they had hosted, but because there was such conviction behind the people who were giving the reviews, and you could tell and how they wrote it, that checks out. So
awesome. Thanks. Yeah, I would agree with that too. All right, popcorning over to Bryn.
Okay, what makes these benefits valuable to your customer?
I guess it all, I'm sorry if I'm sounding a bit redundant, but I guess it all falls under trust. That's, to me, that's like the most valuable thing that would benefit someone, because you're putting, you know, such a special moment in the hands of someone when it comes to, granted, I'm not planning, but I am planning the aesthetic of the event. And that's such a huge part. That's like, to me, that's like the food is the heart of the event. You know, let's not get it twisted, but definitely, definitely, it plays such a vital role in an event, like the accessories, whether if it's, you know, a table or the chairs, or even if you're sitting on the floor and you have all these beautiful pillows and you're sitting on top of like a candlelit dinner in the beach, like it's something, you know, so yeah, so that would be, I guess, trust.
Okay. All right. Jessica.
All right. Aliana, I am wondering, what is your customer able to do that they couldn't do before they found you?
Okay. What is my customer? Could you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Yeah. What is your customer now able to do after meeting you that they couldn't do before they found you?
That's a good question. I guess elevating their space, adding their uniqueness to their event, and making, because sometimes, you know, I have that problem where it's like I have a vision, like that's why I'm like, man, I wish I, like, if I could. Before, like years ago, super side note. I used to want to go into the fashion industry, but I don't know how to draw. So I was like, how the heck am I going to, go into this? So, to go back to your question, it would definitely be, you know, sometimes you have like this vision, but you need like that team to bring it alive. And that's something that, we would be able to do.
Bring their visions to life.
Yeah, for sure.
Their own personality.
Yeah, absolutely. Their own uniqueness and like, you know, their own, whether if it's like they have more of like a spicy personality, or, you know, they're more subtle or more earthy, you know, I'll definitely probably like curate certain questions just to see like what personality, you know, because I feel like personality is key in everything. So that's something I would definitely do.
Cool. They can express themselves. I love it.
Thanks.
Great question, Jessica. Yeah. Let's see. Continuing popcorn round, and then we're going to segue over to putting Herky in the hot seat here in about 3 to 5 minutes. Herky, do you have a question for Aliana?
I liked what you said about the different personality types and, you know, your friend. So, I want to go back to why you wanted to do event rental, because, for example, you know, if I've been through certain life events and I want to, you know, help women who have gone through events like this. So is this that imagery that you have, or is it something in your childhood, or you love events? What is it that you felt called to do, maybe?
It's always been a calling. I've always, like, every place that I've worked at, they've always called me the Martha Stewart of the office, because I feel like there's such a special, it's such a special moment. Like, you know, I used to transform our office, like during Christmas, I would transform into like a winter wonderland, and I used to put a theme to everything. And it felt like it made everyone feel more special. Mm. I like the little things. And when it came to like just like Thanksgiving or just like the holidays at the house, I would go the extra mile. And like my mom, like ever since I was little, she'd be like, okay, Aliana's gonna take care of it. And she used to let me just decorate however. So I guess it's always been like a calling that I've had. And I didn't know until like I had so many freaking ideas. As you can see. So you could just imagine how my head was before knowing what the hell I wanted to do. So yeah, definitely a calling, and it's something that it just comes easy. It's natural. And I feel like through this, I can really, you know, I feel like my purpose is to spread light. And if I can just be true to myself and, you know, really just add value to someone, then I'll be so content with that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's what makes it so special. I would much rather hire somebody who's passionate about what they're doing. And you have all this, when you spoke, there was so much joy and enthusiasm suddenly, you know? So definitely. And yeah, it should be one of your unique value propositions.
Thank you.
Great question, Herky. That was fun. And who hasn't? Ren. To Ren.
Couldn't think of anything in particular. So how does your rental service serve your customer at the very core level of what they need?
I guess filling empty spaces. Filling empty spaces, and I definitely want to provide, like I said before earlier, time is of the essence. And a lot of these rentals company, believe it or not, they don't provide on their website like their full inventory. And when sometimes you have an event that just presents itself, like let's say 3 weeks from now, and you want to be able to just narrow it down right away. So I would definitely be serving them at their core by eliminating, you know, by not wasting their time. So let's say if I can definitely provide prices online. That's another thing that a lot of these rentals don't do for some reason. So you have to call them or you have to set an appointment. And so let's be real. A lot of times you don't have time. So I would definitely be serving them through that.
Great question. Yeah, that's a really good point too, Aliana, like the saving their time. That's a core need. It's our most valuable thing as humans. Yeah, cool. And then Tara, if you're feeling aligned with asking a question, feel free to do so, but you might be out and about, so no pressure.
Sorry, I just got home. Can I sit this one out again so I can get more caught up with what you guys are doing? Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, no, you're fine. Cool. All right. Great round. I think I got to everybody. Did I skip anyone? Cool. All right. So Aliana, how are you feeling after having gone through the client psychology and UVP? Like, what was that like for you?
That was awesome. It was a bit intense because you have to think right there. You know what I mean? Like that's a bit, it was a little different because normally like, I'm like, okay, like I'll do the elements. I'm like, okay, if there's a tough question, I can just, you know, lolly, like just go around and you know, what you have to do and then eventually answer. So it was the hot seat for sure. But it was awesome. It was really good. And I really appreciate each and every question. So thank you. And it got my mind rolling and this was really cool.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for volunteering yourself. That's, I really appreciate it. And feel free to, you know, dive into this more. Like I said, Element 5, there's lots of resources in there to help you go even further into this. And your example of your eyebrows today, like that couldn't have even been more synchronistic. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like that's how we want our people to feel. So
it's because I felt like so like connected with her. So I was like, you saved my life. So
I get it. Yep. And then for the sake of, I'll tell this story really quickly. And if you're interested, Aliana, I'm happy to like have a call with you about it. But I don't think I've mentioned this in team. The retreat sisters know this. Like those of you who came to the retreat know this. But when I was looking for a location for the retreat, I looked at 16 different villas, Aliana, like 16 different places in Puerto Vallarta and in the area, because I knew what I had in my imagination and like the aesthetic that I wanted it to be at and like the level of detail and like quality. I kept looking until I finally hired a property manager or a rental manager agent, actually. And I was like, this is what I need. Like, tell me you have something in your inventory that fits this. And the, like the last minute she was like, oh, what about this one? And it was freaking perfect. So what you're bringing into the world and the service you're bringing into the world is something that is very highly desired. Like I can tell you right now, if somebody would have told me that I can help your vision come to life and I would have found that person early on, like that would have, here's my wallet. Like, help me out. So
a certain vision and like, you know, this person can just bring it to life. You're like, here, you know, I trust you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's shift over to Herkalicious. Over to Herky. And we'll go through this at a little bit quicker of a click here. But let's get into, maybe we'll do 10 minutes for each section, and five minute lead in. So Herky, tell us about your business, and your ideal client as far as you know them to be and what you'd like to have a deeper, clearer understanding about.
Okay. So I'm a life and career coach. My ideal client are women starting from early 30s to late 40s, and they could be moms or not moms. They have a little bit of interest in personal development and spirituality. At least they're not against it.
What would you like to have a deeper or clearer understanding about them?
What would I like? Sorry, what is this?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you're wondering about, like about their experience or what it is that they're going through, or maybe just about their personality? I know that this is very first person for you, so maybe there's not a lot of questions there.
Yeah, or maybe I can come back to it because mm-hmm. I have spoken to some and I sort of have my own vision of how they feel. But yeah, it's so individual that it's, you know, it's hard to generalize. About each person is so different.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into these questions and see what might come out of this. Let's start with, so same questions, ladies, no surprises here. I'll start with Jessica.
Hi, Herky. What does your ideal client yearn for or desire or dream about that you will support them in?
So my ideal client dreams about living a an abundant, a full life wherein they're not caught up in their self-doubt and so much worry and, you know, crowded with gremlins. They are desiring to have, to be more expansive and to have a well-meaning, a deeper and a more joyful life.
Awesome. Did that answer your question, Jessica, or do you want to do a little more digging there?
I'll do a follow-on question. What is what's happening right now that's causing them to seek you out? So, like, is there some sort of triggering event or pivotal moment or space in their life that is causing them to feel these desires and actually take action on them?
Yeah. So a lot of it is past emotional wounds that they're, a lot of it is their inner child healing, some limiting beliefs that they are holding on to. And they've like, they're wanting to implement, they've watched some YouTube, TEDx, they've read self-help books, but they're really wanting to have a practical implementation of how they can, you know, live up to their full potential and how they can conquer, you know, what they're feeling inside. Yeah. So. Awesome. And then, so it's also different, like for some people, it's like cultural or generational patterns that they're stuck in. For some people, it's just a lot of us, I think all of us have this, a lot of inner child healing work to be done that comes to us. And then moving from victim consciousness to spirit consciousness, I would call it. So taking that plunge, because oftentimes we're just stuck and we like to be stuck. And a little nudging, like just this past weekend, my sister wanted to do life coaching with me. And I thought it was like, I went to my dad's birthday and she's like, I'm serious about it. And she kept teasing me. I'm like, okay. And then we went to Panera and we had like a 2.5 hour unpaid life coaching session. And so some of the stuff she brought up of childhood, and she's like, actually, because we shared the same childhood, so triggered me, but I was able to hold the space for her. And so she keeps on saying like, this is the relationship and the relationship and the relationship. But a lot of it was what we discovered was her own inner child healing that is now showing up, you know. And this very beautiful quote I read, like, evolve or repeat. So like life keeps giving you those patterns to either be evolve or you repeat the pattern, and until you know we reach that point.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for sharing that, Herky. And great follow-up question there, Jess. I'll go to Ren.
Almost feel like you've already covered half of these, Herky.
Thank you. I can go, teacher.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to go with the one that I went for with Aliana. What does the hero version of your ideal client look like?
That they are this badass spiritual warriors, women claiming their freedom and their joy, and to have shitload of self-love that
I love that.
Herky's learning to cuss. I love it.
Well, I've been in bad company at the retreat.
I think you got a tagline in there somewhere, Herky. That's good.
Okay, a shitload of what though? Really, I didn't.
Self love. Self love and self worth. I don't know why. I feel like a common underlying theme is oftentimes we're just asking for permission. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's almost, and it was me. It is still, you know, somewhat me, but it's like, we're just, is it more for women than men? I don't know. But in my experience, I feel like we're just, can I be in my, can I own me? I don't know how to frame it, but like our own self-worth and also like, may I please, almost like a permission, live my best life? May I please? Please, what do you think? You know, so sad that we do that. And yet, when once we're able to break free, it's so, so freeing to, you know. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Ash, I'll field it to you because it looks like you're, yeah.
Yep, I have a question. Cool. You dug into this a little bit with Jessica's question, but especially when talking about the inner child and limiting beliefs that they need to kind of go through, but how do your clients, how do they know they need help? Because a lot of times people don't, you don't think about your inner child or your, even sometimes your childhood and how that has impacted you all these world, all these years and all that. So how do they know that they need some help?
So how do they know? They will come up with something completely different. Nobody ever comes up and says, hey, I have some inner child work to do.
Right, right.
I don't even know what that means. Right. And if I say that, they will probably fire me in that second. So I have to sort of see where they are. And even with my spiritual verbiage, I have to watch it to see. Because it's not about me, it's really about them, you know, and people get stuck with their own beliefs. For example, I don't believe in whatever you're talking about, or, and that might be their point of freedom, but they get boxed and caged in their own belief in this. And so how do I know? I will not know, but always the underlying theme is something on those lines. And it's, I think, up to me as a coach to usher and guide. And yet honor them on their journey, not be pushy. And it's really just meet them where they are, offer, and you know what it is, walk them through, and then honor there when they're ready in the process. Yeah.
Good question. Bryn.
So Harky, what have they already invested in or attempted in an effort to meet this need or desire? Because usually, you know, they've already tried something, right? Typically before they come to a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like I said, maybe they have invested in a course here and there. Maybe they've read self-help books. They've talked to their friends, and they've digged in here and there, but not like fully, you know, received the transformation.
So. Yep. I can definitely say that is true. Aliana, any questions for Herky?
Yes. What are the numerous ways that this affects your potential client?
The pain points. So their struggles keeps them stuck in where they stand. So it really, a lot of it also has, I want to give an example of career coaching. So some, especially for women who are, like relaunching their career, they feel like they've had this gap and now they are not worth anything. And they might have been, and I've actually met women who have graduated from MBA Harvard's and now willing to take like temporary hourly minimum rate admin assistant or something because they feel like they've lost it and they have not, you know, totally like they discount their worth just because they've had a gap.
And I feel like, and this keeps them up at night, and then they settle for less. They also don't speak much. And so there's also like a resource that men ask for a raise, I don't know, 60% more than women or something like that. So these are the ways that they, it's a lot of to do with the mindset. And in terms of them practically coming up to speed, it often doesn't take that long. It just requires upgrading their skills a little bit, taking a few courses, meeting a few people, doing some volunteer work, you know, some few practical steps that they can take and come back to. They're totally worth demanding going back to where they left off in a couple of months or years. It really depends on individual motivation too, but a lot of it is mindset.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Good example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Tara, are you feeling settled in and caught up? No pressure?
I am here in spirit.
Okay.
I appreciate listening.
Okay. Thanks for being here in spirit. Yeah. I can feel you. All right. And Amy, you might be driving, but you're welcome to ask it anything you'd like. One of these iPhones is Amy, I think. And she's on the road. Okay, so who did I miss here? Oh, Ren? Wait.
Hi, it's Amy.
Hi. Oh, you're breaking up a bit. Oh, no, there you are. Cool.
Okay, yeah, I'm driving, so I'll pass this time. I'll talk.
Okay, thank you.
Too soon.
Okay. Sure.
Cool. All right. So let's go down to unique value proposition here. Your business idea is career coach. We know it's so much more, but I'm just going to type it as that for now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's popcorn this around a bit here. And you've touched on some of these, but maybe we can drill down a little bit more deeply, or maybe even wider for you with you. I'll start with Bryn.
So Herky, do you have what makes you different or better or unique from, say, other life coaches?
Mm-hmm. Life coaching is not a product, it's me. So it's more about having those two things, my life experiences, and the second one is my passion. So I've been through a lot of different life experiences. My dad was in the army in India, and we moved around every 3 years. We moved to a different state. We went through all sorts of circumstances, and I had some childhood stuff. And then we moved to another country. I did my master's here, and then I was in corporate America. I've been through relationship changes and parenting, three kids. So lots of, most of the people I speak to, some part of their life I have also experienced. And I'm able to relate to my customers, especially like women. And I'm also a middle-aged woman. So it makes me more relatable. And then I have done a lot of spiritual and personal work, just because I initially started off 10 years of worth of more than that, but yeah, 10 solid years of doing spiritual work. It started off as, you know, trying to find an outlet to the pain I was feeling. And I did a lot of different things, techniques, retreats, books. I went to visit actual saints, and also did some other personal development type of work. And I worked with Dr. Shefali, and then of course with Fawn, and, you know, did those kind of things. And I just learned that it became almost, the healing that I started experiencing
was almost addictive that I just was had those a tendency. This was my, like, every time people want to go out, have a drink or watch Netflix, I don't know, I'm maybe a little crazy or weird, and there are weirdos I know like me, some some here, that I would rather do this, and this gives me joy. And it's so, I feel like, and when I started talking in my family, of my family always called me, you're the mentor, and I've always been like doing this without calling myself anything, with friends, family and relatives. And when I see, like, it makes a difference and they give me feedback. Earlier I used to be like, who am I? And I did have a little bit of imposter, what the hell who do I think I'm preaching to, and blah blah blah. But then when people started talking to me and seeing that it benefits them, then I felt so called to do this over and over again, that I wanted to also do something for children, but definitely anybody, you know, in our humanity to make a difference, and women especially, you know, I can really relate to them.
Awesome.
Sorry, it was a little longer to answer than.
No, that was great.
That's great. I'm like, yeah. Sign me up. Where do I pay?
Yeah.
That was great, Herky. Awesome. Let's see, Ashley.
Yeah. I will ask, what are the benefits of your life coaching and what you provide to your clients?
So I'm working on all this. I provide deep one-on-one coaching. It could be result-oriented, especially in terms of career. I would really want to have not too many clients, but work with people towards, you know, leading them up to achieving their success. If it's more of, you know, other things, a generalized, you know, coaching, then intense, deep one-on-one coaching. And I'm working on providing like worksheets and homework and hopefully some modules or video. I just told my daughter today to order a camcorder, some kind of tripod or something to take my video. And by the way, a little hilarious note. So I was wearing something and she's like, nobody's watching her. She's like this fashionista and I'm like a yoga pants mom. And she's telling me, nobody's going to watch your videos with how you dress. And I'm like, you shut up and you do this. And I'm like, so Fawn was wearing, I was doing the website and I was also showing. And I was saying, Fawn is wearing long earrings with on the beach thing. And she's saying, look, Fawn can pull off basically anything. But mom, you cannot. Like, how insulting is that?
Having this, like, thanks.
But she is my assistant these days, so I have to bribe her, sort of, because I'm bad with technology and with dressing up. So,
What else? What other benefits?
Having the deep coaching, the modules, the courses, the homework, the midweek check-in. I was thinking, since I have a few clients, do the midweek check-in, accountability, and making sure that it's they are able to fulfill what they're starting out as, and to keep that in mind. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. So I'm going to actually dig into that one. And I think this is relevant for all of us. So in one aspect, the features of what we offer are what make us special. And in terms of customer psychology, people usually, that matters to them, but what they really care about is that we can help them get results. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask that question that Ashley just asked from that perspective. What are the benefits to your ideal customer or your ideal client, like to them in their life?
Right. So results means I have a systematic process of achieving their results. Is that what you're asking?
More around the, like, improved quality of life or relationship with self, like the benefits that they're actually, like, the things that matter to them, like why they're coming to you in the first place. If I don't know if that does that help.
Yeah.
Okay.
So definitely, I call it a well-lived life. So definitely an improved quality of life. And it always will have component of, even if they come up with something that I want to achieve this in a relationship or in the career, it will be always a component of self-love, and self-care will be a part of my coaching, because it's instrumental in upliftment. So yeah, how do I say better quality of life? Yeah, and moving past their blocks, which is a lot of time it's big for people. They are, some of them are able to recognize what are their limiting beliefs, and some of them it's like underneath something is lying, and to be able to figure that out and to work through it and to remove those. So having a more fulfilling life, and then whatever they are, for example, if they're passionate about starting a business or getting that job or doing that, then work towards that in achieving that, you know, that's the result based. And so it's tailor made to individual needs of the client. Each of the work, the strategy, the homework is specifically tailor made to it. And I plan on, you know, doing deep work. So I don't know how in the real world, how it is possible or affordable, but because like I said, I don't want too many people. I want to work very closely with and make an impact rather than just have an overcrowding. So I will work one-on-one and do an in-depth, also have midweek and also have things so that to make sure they're so well supported. Because when you do the inner work and you, whenever you're trying to achieve or move through your blocks or have transformation, you'll be definitely constantly face roadblocks. And oftentimes, you know, we're stuck again and again, and we just need that that support. And then that's really helpful, you know. So,
yeah. Beautiful. Yes, thank you. So we're at time, ladies, but I will stick around and continue round robining with Herky. If Herky, if you have some extra time, I don't want to make an assumption that you do. Sure. Would it be?
Yeah, sure. The kids haven't yet knocked, so yeah.
Nice. Okay. Who, raise your hand if you need to hop off. Okay, Eliana, thank you so much for being with us. And Ren, cool. Thank you so much for being with us, ladies. Yay.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You Bye. Too. All right. Who hasn't had a chance to ask, check in with Herky around her unique value proposition? Jessica, yeah, go for it.
I think this one follows on nicely with what you were just talking about. So Herky, after working with you, what story or belief will your clients be able to tell themselves based on your service?
That I am worthy of so much more. Compared to, if this is what the question asks, what story can they tell themselves? So yeah, I feel like they will be able to say that I'm worth so much more. I'm able to, even if whatever I'm able to accomplish, so hopefully we've worked through it and we've accomplished our goal. And should I face similar roadblocks again in life, I will be able to work through it. Again, to have that confidence, to leave with that confidence that, you know, it's not, life is not always going to be unicorns and rainbows, but I've walked through this once and I've done it, and I'm going to be able to do it again.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's empowering. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Amy, I know you just hopped back on the video feed. Is there a question that you'd like to ask Herky? Oh, I'm going to unmute you. Hold on. Oh. Okay, now we can hear you.
You can all hear me, right?
Yes, yeah. Now we can.
Okay. I'm not sure which ones, Herky, you've already answered, so I'm going to go with one that maybe you can dig a little deeper if you've already answered it and try and think up some more benefits, I guess the benefits of your service.
What can I say? I mean, I've gone through them. Is there anything specifically? Because
maybe as an access point to that, what benefits have you received? And I'm not just asking because I'm your coach. I'm putting you on the spot. So, Herky, tell me what benefits have you experienced?
I was going to log into Tony Robbins and give you the answers or benefits. Copy paste. Oh my God, benefits have been tremendous. And I am so honest.
And not just with me, but with your other programs too. I didn't mean it to sound like Teddy. Go ahead.
When people, I mean, I know money is important to everybody and, you know, we all have our situations, but I truly believe that it's a very small price to pay compared to the life changes you experience. And luckily it was never a factor, not that big a factor for me in terms of investing in myself. And I feel like the changes it brought about, you know, just being on this journey for many years and then working one-on-one with, you know, life coaching and stuff. It's like, one is I was ready to take the leap and committed. And the other was that it just the someone holding that space for me, sometimes that was it, you know. Initially, that was just it. I mean, I'm not advertising for fun here, but initially it was like just someone is listening to me with a non-judgmental in a very, and someone is like truly believing in me. And you can catch that, you know, from the energy of the person that, and that is just me bringing back to me, you know, like shining the light within me that exists, but it's just so crowded with all those conditioning that I've, you know, received or the emotional stuff that I've gone through or whatever. And sometimes it's hard and it's just like somebody is like, you have this fairy dust and then you have this person who's like telling you that you just need to recognize that there is so much beauty inside. And not everyone does it for us when, you know, growing up in schools and sometimes even parents, sometimes relationships, sometimes whatever. And someone is doing that. And I would still do it even as a life coach. I would always have a coach because there are things, your gremlins come up again, your things come up again. And it's always good to have that, you know, thing. So it's huge ones. It also requires... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just going to agree with you. Like it's huge. And, you know, the space that's provided, it's more than what I've ever received before. I mean, I feel like, you know, in the past 46 years, people have listened to me, but it's just a different kind of listening. Right. And it's amazing. So. Yeah. It's a huge thing, just giving someone the space and the encouragement.
Yeah. And oftentimes it's a person who has done their own inner work. They will automatically be the vessel, you know. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Now everybody go invest in a coach. Just joking. You're already there. awesome. Okay. Does anyone have any pressing questions for Herky or something they want to add here? Okay. That was really, really amazing, Herky. Thank you for sharing like such depth and like peeling back the layers and helping us understand why this is so important to you and where you're at in holding that space for your clients. That was just beautiful. I encourage you to go back and listen to this recording, Herky, and maybe even have it transcribed because there was a lot there that you could even utilize for your marketing materials and or your website. So, or even testimonials. Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap out here. I'm tempted to do takeaway round, but I got another video to record. So let's go ahead and wrap out. And thank you, ladies, so much. This truly felt like tonight it really, really, really landed on me that we are a team and that the name team is like so crazy perfect for this group. So, I mean, I felt that way before, but tonight I was like, oh my gosh, like we are literally helping all, like everyone's helping everybody else rise and like strengthen, and it just felt really amazing. So thanks everyone for joining in, and feel free to continue diving into element 5. Lots of resources and questions there. And up next is element 6, which is actually going to be pretty short, believe it or not, because it's about the lean methodology. And lean methodology is pretty straightforward, and then a few elements following 6 are going to be diving deeper into each part of the lean methodology. So that'll be probably early next week. I want to give you ladies enough time to digest element 5, but 6 is on the way, and we're going to keep clocking forward, and let's keep each other posted and progress and questions and all that good stuff. Awesome.
Thanks, quick question, Fawn.
Yeah.
This workbook that you just went through, you said you posted, it's in Facebook?
It's in the Facebook group, yes. Okay.
All right, cool. Yes. I want to go through it myself.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, everybody dive in. And right. Feel free to modify it, add questions, offer new questions up to the group in the thread if you'd like to. And yeah, this stuff is really helpful. So.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for being the incubator tonight, ladies. That was fun.
Hey, guys, it's Jazz. Bye.
Have a great rest of your night. Bye.
Bye.